How has your career influenced you in reaching the conclusion that the war on drugs doesn't work?
Well, you know, the longer you work in a job and you see that what you're doing isn't working, and then you try to implement other ways to do the job, and basically your higher command just cuts you off and says, no, we're going to keep doing it the same way we are, and it's not working. So to me, that's futility. And when as much harm is being done to our society by incarcerating people that are nonviolent, then it looked to me like, as a public servant, that something had to be done. And I found a group called LEAP, which is Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, and I joined them, and I have been working with them for almost 4 years now, trying to get the policy changed, because a bad policy doesn't get better if you just keep doing it. It has to be changed.
So, what can you say? How has this policy that's run by, not only United States but the entire world, against, for instance, coca, how has it influenced the Andean society?
Well, it has a great impact on the people in the Andean Ridge Nation, and it's, of course, with all of the residue from coca production, the chemicals that are dumped into the jungles because there's no regulation and control of it. Plus the herbicide spraying, trying to kill the coca plant before it can be harvested. All of these things, you know, put a lot of contaminants into our society that we don't need there, especially since it's not working. Because after the United States spent $5.1 billion on Plan Colombia to eradicate coca crop, coca production actually increased 27%. That's according to the Vice President of Colombia. So you spend $5.1 billion on a strategy that's a total failure, then you don't have to be a very smart person to figure out you've got to change what you're doing. And therefore, we propose a change of regulation control instead of it making everything illegal and putting people in prison.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a feeling that the situation will change or has changed in the United States with different political leadership?
I am optimistic, cautiously optimistic, that it's going to change. I see some changes happening already. I believe we will see an increase in medical marijuana, and some states dropping marijuana possession to the lowest level of importance for their police. But I don't see a huge benefit over here in America unless we can get at the United Nations, if they will change to a policy of harm reduction versus the one that the United States has pushed on them over the years of criminalization and prohibition of narcotics, then I believe we can. I think that the change will have to come through the United Nations. Is my answer?
Yes, yes. And when you talk to politicians in Europe, they say, well, the change has to come from the United States of America. And when you talk to the European Commission, they say, well, the change has to come from individual member states of the European Union. So
we all know that the hegemonic attitude of the United States has pushed this drug law on all the rest of the world. Now, I understand that, but and I apologize to the world for that. But the issue is we can't unilaterally cannot change it now because of the treaties that all the nations in the world have signed with the United Nations. We can't just walk away from those treaties. Those treaties have to be changed, and then you can start to make the progress. But I believe that discussion will happen this year in the United Nations. Mr. Acosta is a formidable adversary because he wants to continue with the current method. But you know, he's a politician saying what he's supposed to be saying. I don't know what he believes in his heart, but I in my heart, believe that what we're doing is wrong and that we must change the policy to one of harm reduction so we can reduce the damage we're doing to our society.
It's always a pleasure to see that those people that are tightly knit with the current policies, such as law enforcers, come to an understanding that LEAP has come to. Is this organization, which is quite, has quite a lot of say, at least here in Europe, we hear about you a lot of times. I don't know how much they you are present in the media in the United States of America. But is this organization growing bigger? Is this among the law enforcers? Is there a greater understanding that things do need to change?
Oh, of course. And even the police officers that are still on the force, that while they may not say it publicly, they know that this isn't going to work. And they're the ones that are still putting their lives on the line fighting the cartels and stuff. And they know that it's not going to work, and they know that if they put someone in jail, it doesn't fix the problem. It just postpones it. But, you know, police are police, and they work for someone else, and they have to do what they're ordered to do, you know, within reason, of course. You don't follow illegal orders. So that's what we at LEAP are trying to do, is to change the policy to where we can all work, you know, together to serve and to protect the public instead of bringing harm to the public, which is what we're doing currently.
All right, Mr. Nelson, just one more question. Is there a special message you will have for the European members of Parliament?
Well, I just hope that they will, you know, will use their heart and make the right decision instead of, you know, making a financial one. Just do the right thing for their people. That's what politicians should do all over the world. They should always do the right thing for the right reason for their public. Mm-hmm. And I hope that they will do that, as well as I hope that politicians in America will make decisions based upon the good of the public instead of the good of themselves.
All right, Mr. Nelson. Well, one more question. Is something similar happening also in the United States, such as this one in Europe, where they're organizing a discussion in the European Parliament to convince prior to the 11th to 13th of March the meeting in Vienna? Is there something similar going on in the United States with the Congress and
The only positive thing in the United States with Congress is that one of our senators from Virginia, Senator Webb, has called for hearings on why we have so many people in prison. And this is kind of an end run on getting to the core problem. The reason we have so many people in prison is because we put them there for drug offenses, nonviolent drug offenses, I might add. And with the drop in the economy the way it is, many states are now looking to reduce their prison populations because they can't afford them. And that is going to force the state politicians to recognize that that you don't need nonviolent people. They shouldn't be in prison. At the last state conference that I went to, legislators' conference in New Orleans about 3 months ago, 82% of the politicians and their staff that came by our booth agreed with us that we had to do something. Now, it's not scientific because everybody didn't come by our booth. But those that did, 82% agreed with us that we have to change the war on drugs.